From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Cindy Hyde-Smith of Michigan, along with 15 Senate colleagues, are challenging the EPA to abandon its proposed measures targeting 11 rodenticides. In a letter to the EPA, the senators urge consultation with the business and individuals who rely on rodent control products when developing rules impacting their operations. The EPA proposal would classify most rodent control products as restricted-use pesticides and require users to become licensed, certified applicators. The agricultural landscape is on the brink of a large shift, with the crop protection chemicals market witnessing extraordinary growth. The market will exceed $132.4 billion by the year 2032. Global Market Insight says the unprecedented surge can be attributed to the confluence of factors ranging from technological advancements to swelling population numbers to the pressing need for more sustainable agricultural practices. The USDA has issued over $1.77 billion this year to ag producers and landowners through its Conservation Reserve Program. The agency says the program is a critical piece of USDA's efforts to support climate-smart agriculture and forestry on working lands. More than 667,000 participants received payments from the Farm Service Agency for their voluntary conservation efforts on more than 23 million acres of private land.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.